You're fine.
¿Te quieres
sentarse aquí? No.
Okay.
Sit down here.
My name is George. How can I help you today?
Hi, how are you? I received a call earlier, but I missed the call.
Let's take a look. May I have the phone number associated to the account?
954-716-1558.
Gotcha. And what's your name?
Paulina.
Oh, Paulina. Yeah, that was me giving you a call. We spoke earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry about that. I missed the call.
No, that's okay. No worries. So I'm assuming that you have the time now, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. So the purpose of the call was, again, just to gain access to the Facebook business page. This is to basically run ads on Facebook. So we sent
yes.
an email. This email was sent today. The title of that email says, grant us access to your Facebook business page. I'm going to have you open up that email, please.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I have it here.
Okay, good. So once you open it, you're going to notice that there's a blue hyperlink that says click here. Do you see that?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So you're going to click right there and let me know what you get.
Okay, perfect. So I have here a local splash. Would like to manage your meta, connect with Facebook.
You're going to click that, connect with Facebook. Let me know what you get next.
Okay. So yes, so I have to create a new account.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have one created?
Yeah, no, I did. So I'm actually in the process of doing that, but I just never got to finish. But I can do it really quickly if you don't mind.
That's super simple.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Of course. Take your time. I'll be right here with you.
Perfect. So so it's telling me first name and last name. Do I put it under me who will be administrating the account or the person who is the owner of the business?
We would always recommend the owner of the business. The thing is that whoever creates the Facebook page is recognized by Facebook, the owner of the page. You know, that's just our suggestion,
okay.
But it's all up to you guys.
Okay. 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 Let's see here.
How are you?
Okay. So, and then for the mobile phone number, do I add the business mobile phone number or anyone's phone number that will be co-owning it?
The business number.
Business number, okay.
Now, I want to confirm, you're creating a business page right now, like a normal Facebook page?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a business page, yes.
Okay, good, okay.
I'm not sure that I'm sure if I... Okay, sorry.
That's okay. Take your time.
Okay, let's see. To make sure that it is, because now that you mentioned it, to make sure that it is on the business account, what should show up to confirm?
Nothing in specific, to be honest with you. There isn't really that much.
Oh, okay.
It's just you intentionally creating a business page.
Okay, got you. Okay.
And also, you can leave a blank. I mean, all we need is for you to create it and for us to gain access. We'll do all the aesthetics.
Okay. Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, perfect. So I am in. Let me see if it's connected with the email that was sent. Okay, so I'm gonna confirm access.
Yeah, but you first have to select the name of the business.
Okay, got you.
Mama, are you done calling someone?
Were you able to find the business?
So, no, it says, yeah, no, it's not allowing me. It says, to give you the correct, could not create, because it says you're logged in as Enrique, and then for the pages, nothing shows, but it shows create one here.
Okay, then you probably did not create a business page one, or whatever you created was not linked to the email or user you're trying to do.
Okay.
When you created a business page, did you actually select the option that says business page, or what did you select?
No. I guess I just made like a regular account. Is there a way to go on the Facebook and change it into business?
No, I don't think so. Never heard of that.
No.
To be honest.
Okay.
Once it's a normal page, it's a normal page.
Okay. Let me see if I can just do it on my computer so it'll be easier here.
Right. Now, again, whoever creates the page, whatever user you create the page, that person is recognized as the owner of the page. So if you want that to be you, then yes, create that yourself on your Facebook using your Facebook. If not, then you would have to log into whoever's other person is going to be the owner of it to their Facebook page and create it from there.
Okay, got it. Okay, what I'm going to do, I just don't want to take too much of your time while I'm doing this.
Oh, that's okay. There's no rush.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm on Facebook and I'm trying to get started where it says business or brand, but it doesn't allow me to get started, so I'm not sure.
Do you see
exactly how it fits? Yes, sorry.
All right, so in pages, you're going to select pages, and in there, you should see a create new page.
Okay. Okay, and that's when I go on Facebook and try to create the account, correct?
Well, once you hit create page, that should already mean that you're already on someone's page. So you don't have
yeah,
to...
Because I see create page, but it doesn't give me the option to create, get started on the business. Because I see two options, community or business, and I try to get started on business, but it just...
Are you selecting that like from a Facebook page? Are you on your own Facebook page, or how did you get the page?
No. I'm completely like brand new, fresh start on Facebook.
Oh no! So you're gonna go into someone's page, whether it be you, whether it be someone else, whoever's gonna go into the page. You're gonna log into that business Facebook personal page, and then from there, in there, you're gonna look for pages, and
okay.
Then create a page from that.
Okay, I got you.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. So I made the account in... Okay, so I made the account because I guess I didn't know that I had to make the account first and then go in there and go through Pages. So I'm going through Pages now. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to learn create page. Okay, let's see. First, I need to show the category, since it's pressure cleaning, what would be the main category? Would it be related to construction?
Anything that's closest to what you need. Remember, all we need is the shell. You can leave all of that blank. If it allows you to skip, we'll do all of that for you.
Okay. Okay, got it. Okay, so I'm creating it, but let's see. It's telling me an error occurred while creating the page, which I'm not too sure why.
And it doesn't specify anything?
Yeah, no, nothing at all. Let me try. Yeah, no, it doesn't say. I'm trying to figure out what other error can there be.
Are you creating the page from your personal Facebook page? Whose Facebook page are you using to create this?
No, so this is a completely brand new page. Brand new, hasn't just created.
So you created two pages.
I guess so. I guess so. I made a whole brand new page and page, an account, and then I went on Pages to create a page.
So you created a personal Facebook page, and then you created a new business page.
Yes, because, well, my whole thing was, how do I get to go to a business account, to the business page? Because I tried going through there through Meta, but it's telling me create a page.
What you have to do is, yes. So first of all, there has to be a personal page involved. So first of all, let me use you as an example. Paulina, you're going to log into your personal Facebook. And in you look for Pages, and then you create a business page.
Okay. Okay, no, yeah, so that's basically what I did, but I created a new page. I mean, I don't know if it has to be under my Facebook account to do the Pages.
So once you've created the business page, assuming that went well and it's correct, so now the second step is to go into the email to click here where you are going to be prompted to add us as administrators. However, only going to work if that email is being opened from the email that was originally used to create the page. So as an example, I am emailing this email where you click here to @waterpressure@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
If that email...
Yeah, so that's the email,
If that email was the one used to create the personal page and the business page, then it should work.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. So let me go back to settings to make sure that that's the correct email. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because it sent me a code to the email that we're using for the business. So I used that same code to verify the Facebook account.
All right, so then in that case, it should work. Let's go back into the email. Go ahead and click here. Do not go ahead of yourself. Each time you click on something, let me know what you're clicking on. So go ahead and click there and let me know what you...
Okay, so let me go back. Okay, so I go on the menu and I see pages. And so after pages, it gives me the option, meta business, discover, follow pages, invites, and then on the top in blue is to create page.
Well, you already did all that, right?
Well, once I go there to create a business, it's not allowing me to put things, like I put the business name and everything, but it shows an error.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you actually did create it. So you haven't created. You've only created the personal one.
Yes, yeah. So I'm on the part where I want to create the business part.
Oh, gotcha. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I thought you said you created.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, so, well, in that case, then, yeah, just create page. If it gives you an error, you know, unfortunately, that's on Facebook. You know, we can't correct that.
Yeah, okay, I figured.
Might be just simply trying again later, but try it again. Let me know what happens.
Okay, so. Okay, so here it says professional dashboard, and it says your weekly progress.
So it didn't give you an error this time?
No, it didn't. This time it did not give me an error.
Okay, so leave
so
it.
I'm going to go back and try to connect it.
Yes, and please let me know what you get. So go ahead and click where it says click here, click there, and let me know what you get, please.
Yes. Okay.
Is the link not working for you?
No, I'm actually, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to, like, figure out because, one second, I'm sorry, page. Once I hit create page, do I go on public? It gives me the option to go public. I'm assuming it's going to be public.
That's right.
And business. Okay. Okay, and it's asking for page name, category.
Okay, go through that.
Okay, so that's the part where I get stuck because it's showing an error message, and let me get the error message again so I can tell you exactly. So it checks marks the at water pressure cleaning the name and then the category. I hit create page, and it says an error occurred while creating the page. So I'm not exactly what the error is.
Okay, then yeah, that's on Facebook, unfortunately. There's nothing we can do there.
Okay.
Well, if that's the case, Paulina, we're going to have to wait maybe for them to correct that on their end. Maybe you can try again later during the day, or maybe tomorrow if it works, you could always give us a call back.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to try to keep creating it, but I'm assuming I can contact them, email them directly, correct?
You know, honestly, I'm not aware of any Facebook customer service team that you can email.
Yeah. Okay, so let me just figure it out, see if I'm doing anything wrong on my end, or see if I can get in contact with Facebook.
Okay, sounds good, definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. Am I able to set, like, an appointment for you to give me a call back sometime this week?
Absolutely. What's a good date and time?
Let me give myself this day and tomorrow to kind of figure out exactly what to do. So I'll do the 25th. In the afternoon around 1, 2, or 3.
Wednesday 25th, between 1 and 3.
Yes.
Okay, definitely. How about we set up 2 o'clock? Uh-huh. Does that work for you? Or 3 o'clock? Does 3 o'clock work for you?
Yes, that's perfect.
3 o'clock Wednesday. Okay, so 3 o'clock Wednesday, I'll be giving you a call.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good one. Thank you for your patience.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.